Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCUC discussion on special budget request call on Tuesday, 24th of January 2017 at 1400 UCC. On the call today, we have Fazani Badi, Rafik Damak, Tapani Tervanin, Tatiana Tropina, and on the phone bridge, we've got Anna Lip. And from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Over to you, Fazani.
Thank you, Mariam. So, Fazani Badi speaking. And welcome to this meeting, which is about, well, I kept calling it special budget request, but it is actually additional budget request. And I think we are all familiar with what it is. We have to propose as to what kind of financial help we need to carry out our tasks for NCUC. A couple of things that I should say before going through this proposal is that looking at the rules, and Rafik can kindly correct me if I say anything incorrect here. Looking at the rules, it seems that we cannot ask for direct funding. For example, we cannot say that we want to pay an NCUC member to, for example, carry out this task. This makes making the proposals more difficult because we have to think of other ways to incentivize the members to carry out the task. And when we are going through this document, what we have to have in mind is how do we get support for NCUC in a way that can also get our members more engaged with us without asking for to directly pay them. So now, Mariam has put the links up. You can see NCUC members additional budget requests. You can click on that and you will see the NCUC request starting from page 2. There are no page numbers. I am going to fix that now. So what we do is, I have, so for the first recommend suggestion, it was the events. The events that are mentioned here are either can be covered by CROP, which is a program that is that covers expenses for traveling for outreach, and or they are like too soon, they are going to happen too soon, so we cannot reach the financial we cannot actually cover it by FY18. So that is why, as you can see, I have struck out the events that we cannot cover, but it can be covered by the CROP. Now, I'm going to get rid of the other events, but I'm going to consider, but we need to consider these for the future activities. But as you can see, there is an Internet Governance Forum that we can have, and we can. It's like in the past. Also, Rafik has a couple of times submitted proposals for getting funding, travel support to go to IGF meetings. We have been successful in getting those requests approved. Before there were two travel slots in the proposal in the last year proposal, but this year it is 4 slots. The reason behind this is that we had a very successful event this year, and we want to be even more successful IGF 2017. I have written, Tatiana and I worked on a description of what we want to do at IGF, which is on page number 8. If you can, and Rafiq, it's great that you're here. I was wondering if you could help us with a couple of questions we have. Did everyone find page number 8 and the IGF description? Oh. Okay. You know, feel free to take the mic. I mean, it's not, you don't have to put your hand up or anything. I don't think there are many people that will create noise conflict. So, okay. This is the IGF description, page 8. You don't have to. The question is that, Rafiq, that we are wondering if, in especially the second question, it says type of activity, whether it's outreach, education, training, travel support. So we were thinking, do we need to also say travel support because we are asking for travel, or should we just say outreach and workshops and stuff like that?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So,
we can hear you, Rafiq.
So, it's basically outreach. I don't think we... Yeah, let me try again. So, if you want, but you can use that what we did before and just say that continuous outreach for MCUC and so on, but I don't recall the music travel support per se.
Okay. Tatiana, your hand is up.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know if we are recording this meeting, but then Tatiana Tropina speaking for the record. What really got me puzzled is that when I look at the approved requests from the last fiscal year, I see that ICANN approved $8,000 for the IGF participation of the NCUC. So this is why I was wondering, is it a kind of travel money? Is it a kind of money which covers traveling and comms like brochures, printing, and so on? So do we actually have to put any money here, for example, travel support column which goes in any request? Do we have to ask for specific amount of money there, or is it up to ICANN to decide how much we would be given once they are approving this budget request, if they approve it indeed? So this was my question, because describing what we want to do, describing the deliverables is one thing, but as Farzana already said, is it a travel support or not? And secondly, do we have to write the amount of money we are requesting, or they are going to decide on their own? Thanks.
Thanks, Tatiana. So for the travel support, it seems like Tapani says travel support is not the type of activity. So that's that. The as your question, but I will reconfirm that with Rob. I can just confirm it with him. But he has to also look at these proposals, and also Mariam might have an idea. But as your second question, which was my question, and when I had a meeting with Rob and Benedetta, I asked them, so we had $8,000 approved, and then we got two travels. So why that happened? He said that was the estimate that was done by the finance people. And it doesn't matter if you spend less. You asked for two travel slots and you got two travel slots. That's what he told me. So what we have to do here, that's why I thought it's better to increase the number of travel slots that we are asking for and not just mention any money. And then the other thing that I am wondering if it's a good thing is just to be kind of project-based instead of delineate all the expenses and how much we need, because we really don't know. But that's my question to Rafiq, and I think Tapani has done this as well. Is it okay if we just be like project-based proposals, provide project-based proposals that and do not mention how much money we want for them and leave it to the finance to decide?
Okay, hello. I don't think you need to put an estimation about the budget, but I'm just wondering, jumping from two travel slot to four travel slot, you need some justification why you need so more than usual, because for example NCAG asked for three because we kind of argued that each chair will get a travel slot, something like that. So I think you need some justification why you need now for travel slot, for outreach, or something that we did before with just two. So.
Okay, great, thank you. So we don't have to we don't have to give money estimate, which is great because we are no expert in that. But the thing is, the justification that we have for four travels is, well, some of the members had it out of their pocket to come and do and carry out NCUC tasks, which we don't want to happen. And we also had we were also very effective in the activities. We had two workshops, and we had a booth, and we want to do all this. And as Tatiana says, we want to do even more. So, okay, well, it does have guidelines and caps. I know, I understand that. I wrote that. I think I have copy-pasted the principles. What they are going to do is, I don't think, are they going to just, if they say, oh, this is too much travel that you're asking for, are they going to just, you know, just say no to the whole thing, or are they going to say, no, we give you two travel slots instead of four?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question, actually, because if there would be a rejection because there are too many slots, maybe we better to go for three, though I still insist on four. Thanks.
Very interesting. So I can clarify that with Rob. We will see. I think it's quite justifiable, to be honest. And also we have used NCUC money before to fund our members, and they are quite event, as you saw. Like Rachel was very active in crowdsourcing NCUC IDs there, and also CD Black Box. So I think we can justify it. The only risk would be that the only risk that we don't want to face is it gets rejected because we have asked for any, like they reject the whole thing. But I can clarify that.
So just as a reminder, the approval will be subject that we the workshop to be approved by the MAG. So that's the thing we are getting. We got the travel support before because the workshop. So I think since we say it's an outreach and you want to add more folks attending, I think you need to describe more in details what kind of task or work they will do for outreach beyond the workshop. So something like that, maybe you need to elaborate more in the request.
Okay, so we can, I can see company's hand up, but we can of course say the ideas that we have for the future NCUC workshop proposals, and also we can say that these are like new, and we want to discuss these pressing issues in the IGF. Company, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Is my mic hurt?
Yeah, well, it's very badly.
Okay. Any better now? Or should I just type it? The point was basically just that I think they would like to have more details. Just saying that a workshop may not work. They would like to have the subject and description of the workshop. It's more likely to pass. So a bit more detailed description of the activity would probably help getting it approved. This last time we made the workshop proposals, was basically the title and description of the workshop was included in the request. I'm not sure if that's essential, but it will probably help.
Okay, well, we only have 1 week, so we could ask the NCEC members what they think is important to be discussed and just put some of the ideas in. Okay, so thank you for the advice. So I am going to go to our second idea, which is a capacity building program. And that one is on page 2 as well. And so in the capacity building program, NCUC members had the idea that we need to have webinars, we need to have like hands-on capacity building programs in various aspects so that members can get involved with policy. What I did was I talked to Ravan Benedetta, and also Rafiq pointed out some of these ideas are already covered by ICANN budget. So we can have series of webinars if we want, if there is someone to do it and there is time. But Tatiana, you want to intervene now?
No, finish. Thanks.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what I tried to do to say that we want to have hands-on capacity building program in policy writing and kind of policy advocacy, and you know, these programs that they come and train you and you kind of like gain some skills and confidence to hold the pen when you want to write a public comment. Now I have to say with the caveat that there is a capacity building proposal that Klaus Tapani and I worked on for NCSG, and we submitted it to financial committee. I don't know where that is going. That one is different. That one requires like a two-day session and role plays and stuff like that. This one is specifically about being able to write and know how to write, both in writing procedural rules for our governance, for NCUC, and public comments and stuff. And I can see Rafiq's hand is up. Here you go, Rafiq.
Thanks. Just a question here. I think we tried something similar last year. And so the question here, are you kind of planning to do something like day zero before ICANN meeting? Because, you know, this is kind of factor that can be applied against the proposal. Because, for example, having in day zero and knowing that the meeting team kind of they are really limiting providing room, meeting room outside the official schedule. So here is more need more clarity what you are asking for, meeting room, travel support, and what, you know, kind of services do you need for this drafting practicum. Because whatever, if there is some, can be some restriction or constraints that you want to have in mind, or just asking for budget, and then you spend that budget to organize by yourself, not using what is can be provided by ICANN directly.
Thanks, Rafiq. So what we what I actually had in mind was to kind of like get ICANN to hire one of these kind of training schools or something like that that would train the members on how to write effective policy documents, how to think about procedures internally, and not to go into the substantive things that we work on, just, you know, give them the skills. And that, I think we can do that online. And also what we could do is we could do, like, if we want an in-person session, someone suggested that we could do it in during one of the IGFs as a side event, or have it like a separate thing that many NCUC members attend, and then do it like that. I can see Rafiq, Tatiana, and James's hand up. So Rafiq, go ahead, and then Tatiana, and then Rafiq's hand. That was an old hand. Yes, Rafiq, exactly. It's like the leadership program, but it's about writing skills. Tatiana, floor is yours.
Oh, thank you, Farzi. I was trying to write something here this morning when I went through the proposals, and what was not exactly clear for me, and I think it has to be clarified in this request, is that we are asking to hire external trainers. So I think this should be clarified. I made a note there, and I also think that we have maybe to clarify or to write the ideas where and how it's going to be held. Another question of mine about this particular request is that I saw the trained NCUC members will help shape NCUC policy committee. Is it mean NCUC appointees to the policy committee? Does it mean NCUC NCSG Policy Committee. So I was just wondering, do we have to, it's a very specific question, do we have to correct something here? Is there such a
thing? We are going to have a policy committee in the future. The reason that I said help shape, I should have said help shape policy committees. I didn't want to say policy committee members because of the reason that, because, you know, then they say, oh, do you want to individualize it and just give it to the policy committee members? So I just wanted to be kind of more neutral, which I might not have succeeded, but if you think like another wording would kind of show the meaning, but it's better, then feel free to change it. James, it's your turn.
Thanks, Farzi. I think we got to change this. I don't know about policy committee, maybe NCUC engagement in policy work, including policy committee, something like this. But we can think about it. It was just a bit confusing for me. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. James, it's your turn.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Good. If you will allow me, I'm going to play a little bit of a devil's advocate on this one, and this may have been discussed at the start. Sorry, I was late. I have a feeling that this might be rejected on the basis that there is already funding available for policy writing, which was the pilot that we turned down. So not saying that we should not do this. I'm saying that we need to, in our application, counter off that potential rejection somehow. We need to have counterpoint in the proposal to them coming back and saying, well, there was already funding available for policy support, which was the policy writing program, and we need to show why that wasn't suitable for us and why this was, but why this would be.
Yes, that is actually a very good idea. I also tried to, in other proposals, say, yes, we know that you're offering this and that, but we are bringing this, we want this, and it's different with that regard. And I think this is a very good suggestion. But I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to ask you if you could come up with a text.
to be honest, probably not by the deadline.
Okay, let's. We will work on the text later. Let's move to the third request. This is a request that was. Funding for drafting materials about the non-commercial registrants. This was a request that Kathy had in mind, and I edited it a bit. Yes, I edited it a bit to kind of say we don't want to pay these members, but what we want to do is to get them to these ICANN meetings. But they have to draft materials about non-commercial registrants, which is needed. And my purpose was that we get ICANN to fund one, two, or three people to go to ICANN meetings, but in exchange of that, they have to write these materials. And then I thought maybe we can say they contribute to ICANN Academy, which is something that no one contributes to. That's what I was thinking, that we combine this thing that Kathy has suggested, that funding for drafting materials, with the contribution to ICANN Academy, and just have it as a standalone proposal that if you fund these members, if you fund, for example, one or two members for three meetings, then they will contribute to ICANN. ICANN Learn. Why am I saying ICANN again? I'm sorry. ICANN Learn. So that's what I'm thinking we could do. But I am not very creative here. The only thing that I can think of is to ask for travel slots for our members to do something. So if you can be more creative, if you can be more creative than me here, that would be great. So there should not be asking for direct funding of members because they won't do that. They don't give money. But we have to think creatively how we can incentivize our members by using this program and by asking for like either travel slot or something like training, stuff like that. Any idea? Oh, wow. This is quiet.
Sorry, this is Anna for the record. I can't type. So I think this is a really intriguing request, but I'm looking at the ICANN Learn, and I actually have some stuff on the ICANN Learn website. And so it might be helpful for a little bit more specific because rights and responsibilities is that's not the sort of vein of information they have on there. So it might be better to tailor it a little bit more closely to what they already have on the website, which is more of a get started intro, entering the space kind of set of information. So I'm trying to figure out how we could word that. And I would definitely, you know, if we wanted to put this proposal and I could help sort of, you know, that one first sentence, I could, you know, make it a little bit more detailed.
That is a very good idea. Thank you. We will look at the ICANN Learn website and provide information as why this is needed. Rafiq, please.
Thanks, Farzana. I usually kind of cautious about asking for more travel support because the finance team tend to kind of reject at really high rate or any request for additional travel support, whatever the reason. Except I saw that last year they gave some slot when it was about bringing leadership, something similar to that, from developing countries. So I understand that we want to create some incentive for our members, but I still see that can be kind of a problem, and so we may need to develop more in that area. So kind of risky when you ask for travel support. On the other hand, if we are about populating in ICANN Learn, I know that what's her name, Elizabeth, she's looking forward to help, and whatever we ask, like regarding online training or something, will be directed to ICANN Learn. So, I mean, the issue is that we want our members to create content and to create some incentive for them, but we need to see if we can get another way than travel support. I'm kind of really concerned about travel support because the kind of pattern they tend to be rejected. So can we ask just, I mean, the idea is that we want to develop ourselves or to ask for some support to create, the goal at the end, is it really to create the content or to get our member more involved, and then based on that we make the trade-off on what we are asking exactly, because if it's about content, we may just ask for some support on that, even if it's by third party, but it is just about creating incentive. That's a different, different matter.
Thank you, Rafiq. The problem with getting someone to write the content an outsider is kind of similar to getting consultants to help us with our policy work. So, and we saw that what happened with that proposal, with that service. So, NCUC decided not to use that service for policy. So, I don't think it's about, I think it's both about creating content by NCUC members, and I think if they create content, they in the process of it, they will learn as well. So I had in mind that we might want to have some kind of people that would get involved with research and get involved with writing up things, and then to incentivize them to do so, we ask for travel support so that we can get them to these meetings to understand better also how things are being done, and that can help them with their coming up with the content better. You are saying, what about bundling this? The practical. I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
Okay.
So we are asking about trying to kind of having capacity building training or whatever to get people to draft policy procedure and so on. So if it's really about getting the content or material on registrant rights, what just I mean, that should be kind of maybe a practice for the folks we are training on term of drafting, and that at the end, the idea is really to get them kind of practice where they learn it by drafting that, so to not have this is kind of separate, but just kind of getting that content as the outcome of that a practicum or a capacity building we want to have for our members. And I'm not sure, I don't recall if you are asking travel support for the practicum, but that just can be kind of, you know, just avoid having separate and just one request and to get both the members involvement and training the term of drafting and kind of practice regarding drafting the resistant rights material.
Okay, that's actually a good idea. I think we could bundle them together and have one proposal, and that says that we want policy skills, policy writing skills for our members, a program like an external program, and in return, what they are going to do, they are going to write on I Can Learn, and also they are going to get involved with policy committee and public and writing and becoming pen holders and stuff like that. And we are going to shamelessly ask for more travel slots than if they were like individual proposals. I think that's a very good idea. If everyone else agrees, I just bundle these two together.
May I add something about the Can Learn website? There's a heavy video content or focus on the I Can Learn website. So I actually, there's a whole section on there that I helped, you know, sort of get going. And there's a heavy focus on video. So it's not just people writing. They have documentation. There's PDF documents, but there's also a stress on if we really want to have a section, you know, such as, you know, internet diplomacy, you know, welcome to ICANN, getting involved. They do like to have videos. So that may be something to take in consideration, because it's not just participating in writing of documentation. It's also developing, you know, sort of video, you know, YouTube style, where people can watch and learn. So there's a lot more that goes into the creation of ICANNLEARN content. So I think just to be safe, you know, I worry about asking for travel support because it's less, it's, I think we might want to ask for support in developing, you know, video content because that gets really pricey really fast. This is Anna Luke.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Anna, for that. Yes, this is very good information, but if we ask for a video, they're going to refer us to CUMS and say, I guess they're going to tell us GLAMS and talk to them. So what we need to do is to kind of say that in the proposal that we are going to also develop videos and go to using ICANN Communications help. We are going to develop videos as well as writing policy, as well as writing documents for ICANNLEARN. But what I'm a little bit worried is that we are wanting too much from the members who actually might get funding. But yeah, Rafiq, I see a, is that a reject button or is that a busy button? It's a step away button. All right. I now know what the step away button is. All right. Okay. But so let's think about this a little bit more and work on merging these two proposals together and consider also Anna's comment about videos and what sort of material ICANNLEARN wants. Okay. Let's go to the other request that was written by Kathy. Kathy said that in number 7 in the Google Doc, Kathy says that funding to ensure that our key subject matter experts are present at the ICANN meeting. So this is asking for travel support again. Thank you, Rafiq, for attending anyway. I understand it's very late for you. Sorry. Kathy wants to the experts of PDPs to be present at ICANN, and this is a very valid point. It's a very valid request, but still asking for travel support, and I think it might get rejected. We have to write it in a way that ICANN board looks at it and then see, okay, whether they want to support it or not, and then see if it gets rejected or not. But I think we have to submit it anyway. Let's just say it. James.
James, for the record, I disagree.
Not submit. You're saying that we shouldn't submit.
Yeah, so this one is going to get rejected, and it's not going to get rejected on the basis of it being an NCUC request for NCUC members. It's going to get rejected because it sets a precedent, and even if the board would agree that, you know, there are disadvantages that NCUC has to getting our members to meetings, if we put this in and it comes before them, they're going to have to take on into account that every other constituency will then come and ask for it, and that's something that they won't be able to stand over. So I understand that, you know, it's something that we have a position on and we would like to have, but I think that overloading the system with requests that we know are going to be rejected will lessen our chances of getting the other ones approved.
Okay. Tatiana, your hands up.
Thanks. I'm finding myself in a violent agreement with James. I don't see any particular justification for this to be approved, to be honest. So I don't know if we better to submit it or not. Well, let's think, but my answer is rather, well, no. Let's see. Thanks.
So what I saw, and I might have gotten it wrong, I saw that sometimes the rationale behind their decisions was that, yes, you need travel support, and we understand this, but you should have asked for travel support for the officers in the core budget. And we have missed the deadlines, I think, for the public comment on the core budget. So probably we have to consider this next year and ask for travel. So I don't know if someone has done this before and has never gotten anywhere, but ask for, like, the officers' travel, like increasing the officers' travel slot, like that. With that, okay, with that, great. Thank you for agreeing with me. So let's go, and now I can see that Kathy has actually changed her So when I actually commented on the proposal, I told Kathy that, look, we have to come up with something that, like, we can't ask for support, just we have to say what sort of support we want. So Kathy, number 9, says that, so these subject matter experts, they go to these conferences, and then they are going to produce some materials, which is kind of something similar to what we were discussing. Now, I'm wondering if we have covered this request by Kathy as well in bundling the... Yes, it is similar to the previous one, Tapani. I think Kathy took my suggestion and tried to kind of tweak it in a way that says that these experts are going to provide materials. Now, the problem is that if the experts want to create the materials, then are we going to have this one separate and the policy writing skills and contribution to I Can Learn? Are we going to have two standalone proposals, Kathy's number 9 proposal and our policy practicum, as Rafiq suggested. So I can see that, yes, it is a bit worse. I have to say, it has a lot of T and A and P in your name, so I cannot really distinguish, but... Anyhow, do you have any idea on this? Do you have any opinion on whether we should have Kathy's proposal as a standalone proposal and the policy practicum as another one? And just see, but I think James is going to say no. James, do you want to take the floor and discard this one as well? Standalone.
Okay. Let me make it clear the difference. If these both read to somebody who hasn't went through this process that we're doing here of trying to understand them, if they read similarly, one of them is going to get rejected. So we need to, first of all, I would suggest, and this might be a little controversial, that we put in what our priority is between these two things that are relatively similar. Into the request, because one of them may get rejected and we want to make sure that whichever one gives us most value gets approved. And also, let's make sure that we differentiate between them pretty well so that a blind reader who's coming straight into it is able to understand why we're applying for both of them. So, compromising for you. I've blown Farsi into silence.
I just forgot. I muted my mic. I was talking to myself for a long time. So I think that's a great suggestion. I think we need to understand the difference. We need to show the difference, and we have to go back and rewrite it. I'm never speechless, unfortunately, James, for some. So, okay, that's good. We know what we're going to do next. We have number 10, a budget for visa contact points. This was the idea that to do this came from one day that I saw someone was struggling to get an ICANN invitation letter, and I sent an email and I said, why are we not having more support? Then we thought, why don't we just request for more support? And I have not gotten to write the paragraph on what exactly we need. We don't want travel support, ICANN travel department, to be in charge of these invitation letters, of issuing these invitation letters, or if they want to be in charge, that's fine. We want a contact point that can constantly troubleshoot the problems for people that need visa. And that could be from visa information to getting their invitation early and stuff like that. I know that there was a discussion that NCSG wanted to ask for the same. Tapani, maybe you can enlighten us on this later, but I can see Tatiana's hand is up and then James.
Thank you, Farzana. Tatiana is speaking. Well, I think we have to be very clear here, as you said, what we actually need. I mean, because there might be misunderstanding that we want, like, for example, external company which will be dealing with visas. And I have to admit that having worked with quite a number of such companies during my kind of career, you know, I know that mostly these companies and what ICANN can hire would be oriented for the Western passport holders, like for Germans or like Americans who want to have visa to China or to some country where they cannot travel visa-free. And I think you are right. The problem of most of our members is that they can easily go to the embassies themselves. They can take care about their visas, but they just cannot get the documents on time. They cannot get the invitation on time. So we have to ask exactly for support for getting the documents on time and for addressing urgent requests concerning the documents that are responsibility of ICANN. So we don't want anyone to guard the documents and to send them to the embassy. We don't want anyone to provide specific visa advice on how to get, I don't know, the visa to Puerto Rico from Ethiopia. No, we don't want this. We just want the invitation and accommodation and flight confirmation in time so our members can go to the embassy and apply for the visa themselves. Do you think it would be worth to make this clear? Like, we don't want the expeditor company. We just want someone who will send the documents in time.
Yes, I think that's a very good point, and I think we should clarify that. And we should clarify that why it's needed and why the current travel department is kind of, well, they say that they have too much to do, and I totally understand it, that they have too much to do. So they need more support. So they need one person in charge of this. Not that one person be in charge of ticketing a hotel and booking hotels and everything else and also issuing invitations. But then there's one thing before I give you the mic, James. Then there's one thing that I think we have to take in consideration is that because travel department is in charge of getting the tickets and issuing the invitation, we have to be clear what our contact person will do because they're going to tell us, but the travel department is in charge of issuing the invitation letters. And how can this contact person kind of expedite this process? So I don't know how we can overcome that. What, maybe James has a magic solution?
I may do. It's James, for the record. So going way, way back, and I should have followed up on this. This is a mistake on my part. In Dublin, I had a discussion with Nancy from the meetings team and a couple of board members about not the visa issue, but issues around travel planning and everything else in general. And the feedback from the board back then was that if the community asked for FTEs for constituency travel, that would be taken very kindly. But what we will not get, and I can guarantee you it, is a dedicated resource for visas. However, what we can put in a request for, and I think would be taken pretty well by the board, is a request for plus one FTE for constituency travel, like staff member, not external consultants, one extra staff member who's part of their job responsibility will be managing complex visas and making sure everything that you just said is in line with the timelines that are required, et cetera, et cetera. So I think if we put in a request for plus one FTE for constituency travel, part of which their job description will be to assist with complex travel arrangements, such as the visa issues that we've encountered, and then we can point to the work that you did with the research around visa issues, et cetera, and yeah, I think that would be taken very well by the board, and they specifically indicated to myself and Nancy back in Dublin that that would be something that if it came from the community, they could stand over pretty easily.
Okay, that's great. Thank you for this suggestion, James. We can work on that. So I'm just going to put in FTE in front of this request. But the question, the other question is, should we go with NCSG, write up the proposal and ask NCSG what's happening to submit, or shall we just go like NCSG asks for it and we ask for it?
I would ask as many as we can. If we can get NCUC to put in a request for this, NCSG to put in a request for this, NPOC to put in a request for this, if you want to reach out to colleagues in the CSG and the CPH and ask them to support it, the more that the board can see the community wants this, ALAC colleagues, the more that the board can see the community wants this as a whole, the easier it is for them to sign off on an FTE.
Okay, that's a great idea. So we just added some more work to our long list of tasks. All right.
Send us email saying, look, you know, deadline is coming up. We're putting in a request for this. If you want to put in a request saying we also support the NCUC, NCSG requests, that's something they can simply add to theirs. You know, and that's a simple blast out to the SOA trip list.
Actually, that's a very good idea. I'm going to just say it on the leadership list, and also I can. Yes, that's a very good idea. Okay, so, that's true, Rafiq. We can make joint request. The problem is that we are a little bit short of time, but we have to be a little bit more. We have to just speed it up. Okay, and see either joint request or whether we can go ask others to go separately and submit something like this. Let's go to. I think these are Renata's translation and interpretation services. This will definitely go, and they will argue that we have translation and interpretation services already. It's covered in the core budget. And number 12 is IGF International Work Support could be research grants for policymaking studies and actions in a specific dynamic coalition, or travel support to attend IGF open consultation. Also, funding for the NCUC booth to develop capacity building. Right. So for IGF intersessional work support, I think what Renata means is that is the IGF regional work, but I don't know what sort of support she needs. And I definitely think that it's out of ICANN mandate to support people to go to MAG meetings and open consultations. I don't know. It might get rejected. It has to be more elaborate. And also funding for NCUC booth to develop capacity building. If this is not... So if this funding for the NCUC booth to develop capacity building, if Renata means having NCUC booth in IGF, that comes for free. But we could see and ask if we could have exhibitions in different events, but normally they could say that if you are getting crop, you might also get the booth for free, so they might not give us this budget request. So they might not approve the request. So I did I just say that Renata's three proposals might be rejected after all? Yes. Okay. So I'm going to talk to Renata about these three proposal. Okay, so as Tatiana is saying that we can do this ad hoc and to get the booth and all that ad hoc, and then next year come up with a proposal that we can cover if there are any costs associated with holding exhibitions and booths. Now, Renata is considering a capacity building sprint. And Rafiq has commented that we did request it, and we were asked to reach out to staff, and we don't need a budget request for it. So, yeah, I think we just covered everything, to my surprise. That was great. Thank you for attending. If there are no other issues, then I think we should go and I'm going to start my day job. but yes, so we have covered everything. And yeah, exactly. James, what is a day job? We have covered everything. And also,
I noticed that we have Feito has joined the call. I understand he had some outreach plans for Johannesburg. I'm not sure if you have been considering those or been aware of them. I'd like to hear what Feito, if you are willing to explain us what's going on, your plans in Johannesburg.
Yes, thank you, Tatiana. Actually, that's a great idea. Tato, if you would like to take the mic, I was in touch with Tato about the event, and we are going to use the crop event for Johannesburg. That has been approved by EC. I just have to follow up on it and arrange it. So, Tato, is it possible for you to take the mic and tell us more about the outreach? I wonder if Tato can hear me. Okay, so Tata cannot use the mic, but you can either write in the chat and I will read it to the group, but I'm just going to give a little bit of background on what this crop event is. This crop event is So we were entitled to Mariam can call you if you want, but I'm just gonna briefly say what this crop event is in Johannesburg. We are approved $7,500 to go to hold an event up to $7,500. It means that if they see that we don't need $7,500, then they are not going to give us. So the budget is very limited. So the budget is very limited, but we need to reach out to the network, to the African civil society non-commercial users network. And I think that's where Tato can... we can collaborate with Tato and see who is out there that would like to come to our event and do an outreach and do an outreach event like that. And I have to be specific here that we cannot fund outside projects with the $7,500 that ICANN says that they will just fund the event. So okay. So Tato is saying the plan was to implement the someone trying to speak?
Yeah, so you can go ahead and read the chat.
Yeah. Okay, so the plan, so Tato is saying that the plan was to implement the outreach before ICANN 59, focusing on Johannesburg with remote participation from other African countries and people around the country. We want to involve other members of NCUC like Avery and Henriette. That is actually our plan as well, Tato. So what we are going to do is we are going to reach out to our African members. It should not be exclusively to South Africa or Johannesburg. We reach out to our African members. We ask them about their civil society network, and then we involve any NCUC member that wants to be involved with the organization of this. Tato is saying that they're waiting for the approval from NCUC. I'm wondering what sort of approval you mean, Tato. What we have to do is to work together. So what we do is we will have a meeting in a week or in 2 weeks. We will announce first on the mailing list that we want to hold this event in Johannesburg. Who wants to join the coordinating group? And then when people join the coordinating group, you can volunteer then. And then in a week or in 2 weeks, we discuss how we want to proceed, when to hold it, what should be the agenda, how do we send the invitations out. Yes, I think it's a good idea to meet with Henriette as well, as Tapani suggested. Let's do this in like harmony with NCUC, and be a part of the NCUC program. Because we cannot later on argue that this was an outside project and it should be funded because ICANN won't fund us like that. Do we have any other member in Johannesburg? I'm not very sure. I know someone from Cape Town, we can find out. Henriette can find out. And as I said, this is like an outreach for Africa, I would say. So we should kind of expand it. Of course, it's going to be expensive, but we should see within our budget how we can expand it. But that's something that I need to talk to Executive Committee first, and then we will announce it on the list, And then we will have a coordinating group, and you are welcome, Tato, to join the coordinating group. Okay, that is great. Yes.
Yes, this is Anna for the record and Lou for the record. I have a quick question, actually, about funding for these outreach events. So do we get money for one outreach event per calendar year, or can we divide it up between several events, or how does that work? I'm not super familiar with the 7500.
So this is a part of CROP. You know, the CROP that I kind of explained in our first meeting. Exactly. So what we do is you can either ask for 5 travel slots for the members to go and do out, or you can ask for 2 travel slots and an event. And this time we asked for 2 travel slots and holding an event, and that event can be funded up to $7,500. And it has to be held before, it has to be held before, I would say, FY18, before June or something like that, before July. So we are good for Johannesburg. I talked to Rob and Benedetta, and they told me that it is actually okay. We can hold it in conjunction with ICANN meeting. It's fine. So we're good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no problem. So, Rafiq, you can either have 2 events, like 3,500 events here, 3,500 events and another one, or you can have 1 big event. I think doing a big event in Johannesburg would be better than, you know, because it takes more energy and time to do 2 events. It's better to just kind of concentrate our effort on 1 and make that happen. Rafiq, please take the mic. Sorry, I do.
Thanks, Fergana. Maybe I need to check the guidelines, but I think it's either you get all, like, the 5 crop travel slot, or you can have a mix, as we did, 1 event and 2 travel slot, or you, as I think some group do, they just get 2 events, and it's $7,500 each. We just, for our case, we get 1 event because we spent 1 slot in last July, but it's possible, I think, next fiscal year to check if you want to event instead of having the mix between the travel slot and event.
Thank you, Rafiq. We go with that. I think because this is a pilot program, they're kind of being very flexible with how they do things. But it might be that also, like, you know, it's either 2 events or 1 event and 2 travel slots. So with that, we can, I think we can close this meeting and wrap it up. And I can see a great action item drafted by Mariam that we need to work on the request, and thank you for attending. This was a very, very good meeting. Now we know what to do with the additional funding proposals. And with that, goodbye.